The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
The Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., who happens to be in Texas right now. And I want to thank you all for listening to Tango Radio Show. We had a momentary glitch, and Scotty was working furiously to get us back on air, which he was able to do. No matter what is done, we will always be back on air as much as we possibly can, no matter what the attacks are, cyber or pings or whatever we receive. The Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, and all the programs that are brought to you here will be here for you. Now, how do I know that that is so? Because you are supporting Black Talk Radio Network, and I believe that you're going to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network because it's so, so important in order for us to actually engage in one another so that we can decide our overall sovereign, our overall self-determining direction. And it's so important, and Black Talk Radio Network is one of those mediums to actually bring you information for you to decide individually with your family and with our community collectively together on what is the best direction for you, the one that the great creator God Almighty made individually perfect in order for you to actually facilitate and to go in a direction that serves your overall prosperity and the legacy that you will establish, both in real wealth. And I'm not talking about the wealth that is talked about by the market manipulators. I'm talking about the wealth of health, well-being, mental development, growth, and security. Physical growth, development, and security, spiritual growth, development, and security, love, sharing, and overall collective building for the greater good of every living thing that we come in contact with. Now you are in the image of the one that created, the spirit that created such a beautiful, beautiful masterpiece, that being you. So, why is this so important? Because we need to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And as we're speaking right now, Black Talk Radio Network is engaged in a crowdfunding campaign so that the message will always be out. You know, one of the things that's really important that we have to look at is that the mainstream media is able to put out the propaganda that they're able to put out because of the financing and the support that is given to the overall agenda, and it's fully funded. And that's how this propaganda, and that's how they're able to manipulate it. And that overall manipulation becomes so thick and strong because of the commitment of the individuals that agenda serves to fund it. What are they really doing in their funding? Funding is an indirect way to give your energy. It's your indirect way to sow a seed so that something else can grow. Yes, the great creator, God Almighty, didn't create cash, but the energy in which you live by, the great creator, God Almighty, had. And you have actually worked. And so what you can do is you can take what they've manipulated and stolen from, the idea of sincere love and creation and sustainability, and redirect it and intended by the spirit of that intention, defying the letter of the lie. How do you do that? You financially support Black Talk Radio Network. When you financially support Black Talk Radio Network, you are actually giving your energies to the overall direction and the momentum that this network is building in order that it can edify and bring to the people the very things that it's needed for everyone to decide to be self-determining, sovereign, free, and independent, the way that the great creator God Almighty intended. So right now we're having a crowdfunding campaign that you can engage in, and you can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media. And if you go there, you will be able to see the crowdfunding campaign that's going on, the Black Talk Media Project crowdfunding campaign. And with that, with the first option is as follows: with a contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal or by sending a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. With that $24.99 or less contribution, you will receive the monthly statistic performance report of the radio station and social media operations via email. That's for $24 or less. Everything helps because it's your direct representation. Your financial support is a direct representation of your energy, and that energy is transferred into the abilities that this network is able to push forward on, to maintain its heading, to grow in its heading, and to continue to do what it has been doing since it's been in existence. Now it needs your support and to do that. Now, with the second option, it's a great option. The first option is a great option. The second option is a great option also. With the second option, with a one-time contribution of $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will get a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, all you have to do is to donate another $25, and each $25 that you donate, a t-shirt will be given in increments of the $25 that you donate. So if you donate $50, you'll receive two t-shirts. If you donate $30, you'll just receive one t-shirt. But if you donate $50, you'll receive two. If you donate $100, you receive four t-shirts. If you donate $75, you receive three t-shirts. So it's in increments of $25 that you will receive a t-shirt. And I received my t-shirts because the t-shirts went out on April the 14th on Thursday, and lo and behold, I received the t-shirt on Friday morning, relatively early. And I just want to say the t-shirts were I was surprised at the quality. Wasn't really surprised at the quality. I was really surprised at the overall appearance and how nice these t-shirts were. And you could do so many things with them, and they just make a really bold statement that we can all gravitate to and support. So love the t-shirt. The comfort in it was second to none, and the overall appearance of it was eye-catching, and it is a great, great t-shirt. So I was very pleasantly surprised at the t-shirt from my $25 contribution, which I will make even more. Third option, which is the best one, to become a monthly contributor of $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly email reports and your free Black Talk Radio Station Matter t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive other gifts, and you will be eligible to receive other gifts for your contributions for your financial support. In the special instructions field, please enter your size of your t-shirt along with your shipping address. And that's for each t-shirt that you are getting for the monetary donation. If you're giving three t-shirts, make sure you give all three t-shirt size in correlation, because you may be getting it for family members and there will be different sizes. So make sure that your donation and your t-shirts correlate to each size that you need. Okay, so you can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com and hit and go to /crowdfunding digital black media, and you can see the crowdfunding campaign that's going on right now. Your support is greatly, greatly appreciated as we move forward in this fight for sovereignty and self-determination, which the great creator God Almighty has already ordained that we have won. We just have to win it ourselves. The foundation for it is already there. Now we must build our heaven upon it. So just go to Black Talk Radio Network, the crowdfunding campaign, and contribute. Tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network. And definitely, this summer and spring, create events in your area that Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network can be featured, so the network can grow that way. So very, very important. And like I said, I was greatly pleased with the overall quality and the appearance of the t-shirt, you know, second to none. Great, great program, Scotty. Thank you, brother. And we are going to continue to support you. Now, everyone, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, so you can go to our Facebook page and check out some of the articles that we have posted there in Tando Radio Show, so that you can see what's going on. And over the weekend, it was a lot that happened. We posted a lot starting yesterday, and we need to look at some of those postings. And at any time, if you have a question or comment, you can reach us there through a message. You can send us a PM to Tando Radio Show there on our Facebook page. That's THNDO Radio Show on Facebook. You can send a question, or you can make a comment there. Definitely share the postings and like the page while you're there, and also tell a friend about Tando Radio Show. So let's go to some of the postings that are there, and let's take a look at what's going on as we move into today's show. Some very, very important things that, in my opinion, were posted there this weekend that you need to know about and engage in. So the first story that I want to take a look at, one second, let me just pull this down, I'm almost there, is a very, very important one. And there are some really important ones, but today's show we're going to particularly talk about in the first hour, one in particular when we come back out of the break. And it's a very, very telling story. So the first story I want to get to on the Tando Radio Show Facebook page comes from, this one came from YouTube. It says a mysterious foam after earthquake strikes Japan. Japan was struck with a massive earthquake. They've had a couple already, but there are massive earthquakes that are going on all over the place. The ring of fire, the earth is ringing like a bell. And one of the reasons that I believe, because I believe there are celestial events that are happening within our solar system, possibly, or it could be manipulated, or it could be a natural cycle that we're in. But I believe that it is probably most likely due to a influence of in a celestial object that is entering our solar system, but it doesn't mean that it's absolutely true. But it's a lot of evidence is there. I talk about it from time to time, and I will. We'll do a show on it. And that planet is known as the ninth planet, or Planet X, or Herbaculus. And there are different names for it, the wormwood and a bunch of different things at different times. And there is some historical evidence that that is the case. And I do think that that is a strong, very, very strong possibility, enough to where I give credence to it from my own research. So this is what we're seeing. And right now, the ring of fire is very active in the earth is ringing like a bell. So check out that YouTube video. Next one comes from Reuters. The oil production closed to agreement on output freeze. Basically, this the oil agreement that was supposed to happen, the freeze of oil, Iran said, not me, we're not going to participate in that. So that killed the whole deal. And I believe this is all a part of the overall global switch from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. And this is all a part of the changing and the wealth transfer that you need to know about. So check out that article. Next article, this is the highlight of the weekend and today's show, these two articles right here. This is a relatively older, well, it's not old. We posted this one earlier this year. I had to repost it so that you can see the correlation between these two articles. And this article that I posted, the first one comes from Bloomberg, and it says, Saudi Arabia's secret holdings of U.S. debt are suddenly a big deal. It is a secret. It's a secret of the vast U.S. Treasury market, a holdover from an age of oil storages and mighty petrodollar. Just how much of America's debt does Saudi Arabia hold? Now, this is very, very important. We're going to talk about this for today's show. After we come out of the break, we're going to try to get through some of these stories really quickly. I'm going to run through them. But this was my commentary. This story from earlier in the year is crucial now, because SA, which is Saudi Arabia, is threatening to liquidate their treasury holdings over a 9/11 probe by Congress. Laugh out loud. Yeah, right. Let me guess, Saudi Arabia will immediately transfer those holdings into the new gold yuan that is going to be established tomorrow. Well, the gold pricing fix will be established tomorrow. The actual new gold yuan that's going to be backed by gold, the renminbi is going to be backed by gold, I think it's going to come shortly after that or even start tomorrow. You have to wait and see what the Chinese and the Eurasian empires and countries are going to do, also the BRIC nations. Now, it says, this would be the perfect opportunity to do just that. Now, who do you think is going to pick up SA's, Saudi Arabia's, liquidated/dump treasuries? You guessed it. Everyone here in the United States, very troubling future is in store for us all. Now, that was the commentary. Next article came from New York Times. Saudi Arabia, and this is what my commentary was, the purge, as you always hear me say. Saudi Arabia warns of economic fallout if Congress passes 9/11 bill. The kingdom has been blistered over a bill that would allow its government to be held responsible in American courts for any role in the September 11th attack. We're going to read that and look at the ramifications of that, in the next 30 minutes. So this is a huge, huge story, but we're going to move on and we're going to talk about that in depth today. Now, next one, Toyota to halt most of its domestic productions due to a supply shortage from the quake. Check out that article. Next one, Deutsche Bank says BRICS exit is a risk for any U.S. suitor for LES business. And that is the London Stock Exchange. Very telling on what's going on. Notice Deutsche said that about the BRICS nation, Britain leaving the euro. Very, very telling. We're going to talk about that a little maybe a little later on this week and the significance of that and why you need to know these things that we post inside of Tando Radio Show. So, next article. Check out this one. Hungary issues sovereign bonds denominated in yuan. Another nail in the U.S. reserve currency status. Hungary got ahead of everyone else and started to get their bonds in the euro, which means that they are going to stop trading with the U.S. and dump their U.S. treasuries. That is a politically correct way to say they're dumping their U.S. treasuries, because China has already said that you won't be able to use the new gold-backed yuan. It won't be transferred from or to any U.S. denominated treasuries or currency. Man, it's all unfolding. We've been telling you about it. Next article comes from Fox Business. Kyle Bass: Hillary Clinton is the best candidate for Wall Street. That is a play on words, but check out what Kyle Bass really says in this interview. Has everything to do and has a drastic effect on you. He tells some very strategical truths in this video. Check out that. Has nothing to do really with Hillary Clinton. Has everything to do with the economic direction and how you need to reposition yourselves in order to seize the opportunity and not to be taken advantage or even worse, put into an even more position of disadvantage and bondage by the overall debt imprisonment that is about to explode in this country. You know, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Next one comes from allchinaviews.com. in this article, China embraces gold in advance of post-dollar era. Check out that article. Article from a month ago. This was about a month ago. Was a great tell as to where China is taking the global economy. That was my commentary. It was, they were telling you what they were going to do to where China was going to take the global market. Check that out. Next article comes from Northmantrader.com. The big move. A big move is coming in the S&P 500, which really only that's the only thing that I really look at when it comes to the stock market, the only one that really matters. And it will take everyone's breath away. Simply put, S&P 500 has traded in a multiple-year consolidation range with a height of 2023, of 2134, and a low of 1800. So check out that article. Next article, this comes from this one was on YouTube. First ever video of secret FSB Batman assault Tiger vehicle on combat missions. This is one of the Russian Spetsnaz and Special Forces vehicles that was out. Check that out. Next one comes from USA Today. Death toll rises, a second massive earthquake hits Japan. Next article, very telling article, very important. And I said, no one should pass this story up. It is a real targeted, this story up. And it's real targeted importance. Your whole economic future is being positioned without your input if not addressed appropriately. And this article comes from a Newswire CA. Silver price manipulation, class action brought on behalf of Canadian investors. We're going to talk about this in the second, not the second hour, in a little bit. Next article goes along with it. And this is my commentary. This is why everybody needs to get into silver and gold ASAP. It is the actual letter to the judge from Deutsche Bank saying that they are ready to roll on the co-conspirators that engaged in the silver and gold manipulation, and that they themselves were guilty of manipulating that, and now they want to come clean so that the ubiquitous fraud can stop. Man, this is a setup, and we're going to talk about that. But check out that. Read that for yourself. Next article comes from news.com. Mortgage buyers to be paid by the banks. This is a trick. Anything they give you is going to work against you. It's not for you. It is always an agenda part for them. They don't give you anything but death, destruction, famine, disenfranchisement, and bondage. That must change because we shouldn't be accepting it. And this is a very telling article, and I'm explaining this a little bit later, how this is a setup. Next article, same thing about Japan. No, sorry, Japan hit by second powerful earthquake. Next article, Mount Astrovolcano erupts following violent earthquake in Japan. Check out that article. Next, Pentagon hypersonic missile can inadvertently spark nuclear war. This comes from Sputnik. Next article, U.S. sends warplane troops and Ashton Carter to South Sea of China. Next article, Russian jet threatens U.S. reconnaissance aircraft. Next article, Press TV, Russian S-500 missile coming. Russian plans to deploy the state-of-the-art S-500 Prometheus ballistic and hypersonic missile defense system this year, meaning that the S-700 is already available. Next article, NATO, there will be no return to normalcy in Europe. So true. Whew. Next article, the shame of the Jesuit. And this one comes from a very, very important article. Take a look at what's going on. Now, I'm going to check this out. Brother David said they are trying to usher in the revelations according to the Bible. There is a connection to CERN, which is a gate, so to speak. And that came from, that was Brother Davis's comment. So true. Next one, the hybrid war of economy sanctions. Good article. Next article, Russian Su-27 interceptor performs Top Gun stunt over U.S. spy plane. Check out that article. Next article, Ecuador earthquake, a second emergency declared as 2,238. I think the toll is like 280, 290 As we speak right now, Ecuador got hit with a major earthquake. Also, as we talked about the Ring of Fire and the overall seismic activity that the world is in, there is a magnetic pull that's going on in our universe, in my opinion, either by natural means or by cause of man using harmonic weather weapons, which is a possibility, or it is by the natural progression of what our solar system, the season of our solar system, the inadvertent coming in and going out of one of the planets that is attached in this solar system that they never tell you or talk about. Next one from Natural News. Mandatory euthanization coming to California so that Medicare industries can harvest organs. Eugenics, without a doubt. This is why they want to make people sick. Next article. British scientists conclude cancer is a modern man-made disease. Yes, and there are things that you need to know about and to defend and protect yourself. This is why the cure for cancer is never pushed. It's been known forever, but all they want to continue to do is have a fundraiser after fundraiser in a special hospital and a special, and they have been, they never have the intention of doing anything but giving you health care instead of giving health cures.
Hey,
they give
brother
you health
Dave.
Care until you don't care to live anymore and go to death. Yes, Scotty, go ahead.
What do you think about Cuba changing that dynamic since now, you know, they have that cancer vaccine, and now they're talking about, well, people in the U.S. is interested. I don't know if they're talking about pharmaceuticals or what, but what do you think about that changing the whole, you know, cancer game in the world?
Well, you know, in my opinion, Cuba has always had some of the best doctors in the world that still practice the art of being a doctor and remain true to the oath that they've taken to humanity and not to the overall pharmaceuticals. But now, as things change, you know, the possibility because of vaccination, anytime they say vaccinations, I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. Could it be sincere? Yes, it very well could be sincere. It's one of the things that I really need to research. But I do know this, Brother Scotty, and to all of the listeners here, since you have this scientist that is actually confirming this, British science concludes that a cancer is a modern-day man-made disease. And I would always say this, for every disease that man has created, God has already, for every disease that man has created in a laboratory, God has made one natural herb to cure it. There is a natural godly herb to cure it. So I would definitely do your due diligence. There are natural things that you can do with all of these man-made created diseases that actually work. And engaging with the medicine that God has given us, known as the rainforest, known as the garden, known as the natural sustainable things that were planted here for the sustainability of all life. I would say engage in that. Now, to answer Scotty's question, I need to really research that a whole lot more to see for myself to really give into. But if one country that I do think may have some good intentions, but those good intentions could be compromised at any time, because what is the big thing with Cuba now? Have they not reestablished the relationships with the United States? And I tell you what, a colonist in an organization in the government that colonizes countries and people throughout the history of their time, they don't change their colors. What they just do is they change their approach, and there could be a new approach for Cuba and the overall good nature of their medical field. So I would hold to wait to see, and I would definitely say, everyone, you know, if you just trust with the great creator God Almighty, then you don't even have to question anything. So that's what I would definitely say, and there is some possibility that it could be sincere, but until further notice, I would say stick to what you know works, and that is what God has created. And find out more about some of the man-made diseases that you have. Engage in those conversations. And, you know, that's one of the things that we're going to be teaching with our preparedness. There's a person that's going to be coming in that will help you with some of those things. I didn't want to say the individual's name, but there's some people that's going to help you with some of those natural things that actually will cure some of the things that you are being challenged with. And it's proven. So That's what I would say. And but there is some potential that it could be sincere. But once the U.S. gets behind something, I'm always skeptical because they don't never give you anything. I don't care if it is the new pot. They are going to poison that pot, and there is a devil's deal with that. And everything else that they give you, you're actually always making a deal with the devil, and I'm always leery and weary of where they walk because I always know my enemy because I know myself. So I watch them with a very keen eye. So next article, and this one goes to this one comes from. Well, I'm not going to say where it comes from. Documents confirm Eric Holder's role in Fast and Furious cover-up. Check out that article. Next article. Italy boasts trade with Iran. Everybody is. I'm going to say about run across a couple of more. Next. One of the ministers of finance was, his name was Selfie, was candid in U.S. meetings. Financial Tribune. Check out that article. Next one. Puerto Rico rescue plan falters. This is very critical about today, and this is going to be in today's show also. Next article, Greek creditors demand guarantees. This is the overall direction that everything is going, and this is going to be a part of today's show. And then today's show, excuse me one second, I have to, today's show is going to be a very important one. Let me just move this down real quickly before we go into the commercial break. Today's show is going to be about preparing for the new economy. Now means opportunities tomorrow. If you prepare now, means you push yourself in opportunities for tomorrow. And then in the last hour, second hour, we're going to try to make some headway in the book of Enoch and end out. Next article we posted, nearly 250,000 people told to evacuate amidst fears of a new quake in Japan. Next article, President of Brazil impeached. And you know, one of the funny things, it wasn't funny, but look at her makeup that we posted there in Tando. They put her makeup on so that she looks like she's already dead. Man, I tell you, everything is a charade. Like Francis Bacon, a.k.a. William Shakespeare said, all the world is a stage. So next article, very telling article. Russia Putin tells Turkey, stop supporting terrorists. Or else they will seize Turkey. And you got to read that article and how what it's really saying. That basically he's saying that they are going to finish the Tsar's Nicholas II wishes and to reestablish that area as part of man is part of Russia. This thing is going in the direction that we've been telling you about. Next article: West Coast danger today and this week of a major earthquake. Because of the overall activity in the Ring of Fire. Next article, and this is the last article. Russia disappointed by Qatar's oil talks after last-minute demands from Gulf State, which killed the overall deal. Very, very telling things that are going on. We need to hurry up and jump into a commercial break. You're listening to, hopefully they didn't kick me out. Don't do it. You did do it. Ah. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a second here. We're going to go to a commercial break. Scotty, if you're there, if you could run us into a commercial break because they kicked me out. If you're there, but if you're not, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Are you tired of mainstream media insulting your spirit and your intelligence? Join me, Zion. Allow me to shift your paradigm every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Shifting Paradigm, right here on Black Talk Radio.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, Become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, just on cue and on time. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I just want to thank you all for being here today for this very, very important show. And we're going to get right into the show. What I want to do is I want to talk about a very important event and the unfolding of some events that you need to know. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, I would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And just hit star 61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Now, there was an article that we posted inside of Tando Radio Show. And that article said that there was the Saudi Arabia. There is a bill that's going before Congress that wants to probe Saudi Arabia's governmental involvement in the 9/11. It's a 9/11 probe to see if Saudi Arabia was engaged in or had supported or had ties in the overall conspiracy to 9/11. Why is this significant? Because once they do that, and if they're shown to be some correlation or some involvement as far as conspiracy, everything, that they would be liable in American courts to the damages from that. And there, this is what is in the works right now. And Saudi Arabia, of course, is upset about that and doesn't want that to happen. And over the weekend, there was an article that Saudi Arabia said that they warned if of the economic fallout if Congress passes the 9/11 bill. And let me tell you, this is what they're saying, and then I'll give you my take on it all. So that article, we posted that article in our Tando Radio Show yesterday. And it's there, but it's another article that's very significant that we need to look at first and foremost, and that is the article before it. And it says, that article says, and it came out earlier this year, and we need to go there. Let's go to that article. And in that article, it says that Saudi Arabia is one of the leading, it's the second largest treasury holder of the U.S. dollar. Okay. Now, why is that so significant? It's so significant in so many, in some very defined ways, which we need to look at right here. And why that is because it's the second largest holder of treasuries. And if you look at the overall treasury scope of that, who holds the U.S.'s debt, let me give you the top countries that are holding the debt and approximately where they are. Okay. And then the importance of this. Now, this is comes from, where does this come from? This data comes from central bank data. And it got it from Bloomberg, okay? Number one, the first country that holds the largest U.S. dollar treasury reserves, number one, you guessed it, China. Just a little before, below $3.5 trillion, around $3.4 trillion is what is thought to have China's holdings of that overall debt. Second, next is Japan, and they hold roughly roughly 1.3 of the debt of U.S. treasuries. Next, number three is Saudi Arabia. And they hold just below $1 trillion dollars in U.S. treasuries, which I believe anything that they tell you in the overall mainstream media, you can double or triple or quadruple that, and that's probably somewhere closer to the truth. But let's just go by what their numbers are. The third leaving treasury holder, number three, is just below, is around 1 trillion, just below 1 trillion. Next is Switzerland. They hold just a little less than Saudi Arabia. Just below them is Brazil. They're just above a half trillion. Next is South Korea. They're at the same place, just a small amount below Brazil. And then also Hong Kong, which is still a form of Japan, of China, but Hong Kong is an independent financial state from China. China allows it to engage in its finances outside of Chinese overall. It has the Chinese rule, but it doesn't have the Chinese influence. So Hong Kong, so you can add to China's overall debt by another half trillion because of Hong Kong. Next is India, that is just right around half a trillion. And then there's Russia right there too, around half trillion. Now, before we go any further, I want you to realize something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 countries, 10 of the top countries that hold U.S. debt. Because when you hold someone's treasury, you hold their currency and you're buying their treasuries and their debt. So the top 10 countries that hold U.S. debt, oh man, I hope y'all sitting down for this and y'all start to put this together, because this is going to be so important what this means. Of those top 10 countries that holds the U.S. debt, number one, China, BRIC nation. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth one, Brazil, BRIC nation. Hong Kong is a BRIC nation because China is. India is a BRIC nation, and Russia. A total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 countries. 5 out of 10 of the top holders of U.S. debt are BRIC nations. But wait a minute. Now you got to add in one more. 6, Switzerland. Because Swiss and China are going to start to collectively together, along with 2 other nations that were not announced last week, is going into establishing the Shanghai Gold Exchange, where it's going to set the benchmark for gold and silver pricing, the precious metals pricing, starting tomorrow. And ultimately, China is going to back the renminbi. A lot of people call it the yuan. That's the slang for it. The renminbi, the currency of the people of China, is going to be backed by gold. So wait a minute. What's the correlation here? See, in an asymmetrical war, if you are aware of you are in one, you will be completely annihilated without one shot being fired. All of the top leading holders of the U.S. debt is in position to crash this U.S. economy, and China has already started that motion. Now, you can also say, since Saudi Arabia is threatening this, you can add 7 countries to BRICS in the overall direction of the intrinsical direction and the economic prowess of BRICS. Because now Saudi Arabia is threatening to sell their treasuries. Only one left. Are you ready? The only nations left is Japan and Taiwan. Japan now is going through such economic hard times, and with all of the major earthquakes that they've had, their whole economy is imploding. And what do you think that they're going to go to do? Might as well add number 9, number 8. They're going to sell U.S. treasuries by force or by necessity. Either way, it serves their purpose to do it, either by hook or by crook. So who's going to be left? Taiwan and South Korea. South Korea is a part of ASEAN nations. They're going to go too. Taiwan is going to have no choice. They're going to dump theirs too. So now, Saudi Arabia saying, threatening that if the U.S. has this probe, and just before we went on air, there was a response by the U.S. government to, well, the administration, the so-called the CEO of America's administration, President of the United States, and a press release in a press conference. One second, let me just bring this up here. Computer's moving slow. I'm just going to, don't do it to me. Okay, I'm going to just tell you. In a roundabout way, there was a press conference that was just released where Obama is saying, no, we're going to fight that at all costs. We do not want that 9/11 bill to go to become law, because it doesn't serve in the best interest, in that Saudi Arabia and the U.S. Are bonded together and have the same common goals and interests. Wait a minute. Hold up. Do you hear what's being said here? One of the things Eric Holder said before leaving office at a joint Senate hearing on the ubiquitous fraud, the fraud of Wall Street and the fraud of corporations, the financial institutions, that Holder said, if we try to prosecute those that are within the financial realm for the crimes that they've committed, the whole global economy would collapse. Well, they were just really saying the only thing that the U.S. cares about in the global economy is theirs and their overall position in the global economy. So now, you mean to tell me if there was some so-called evidence that a country was involved in a act of terror, which is an act of war that you went to war for, and you engaged and invaded another country and deposed their governmental leadership, you killed their, and not only did you kill the military personnel that was there, you invaded the country, took the gold, and seize their overall financial control. And you mean to tell me, since you started that, if there's evidence that someone else engaged in it, you're not going to pursue it? That tells me that you're just as a crook as they are. That is against the overall interest of you, which is an act and a crime in itself. It is treason. It is treason. So what is the big deal about this whole thing? Why is Saudi Arabia doing it? Oh, it's the perfect play. Now they're going to push it. Now Saudi Arabia has the plausible deniability in getting out of the dollar and selling its reserves. And when they sell their reserves, you are going to be adversely affected. Because it's not just Saudi Arabia. It's Japan, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland. Taiwan didn't have any, but they're going to go with, they've already talked about joining the AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. They want to be a part of it. I think they became one of the last founding partners in it. So might as well say 10 out of 10, everybody that holds U.S. Treasuries, the top 10, are dumping them. But it's just not going to be them. It's every country is going to dump their overall position in the U.S. dollar, in the treasury, in the debt, in the bonds of the U.S., in the treasury bonds of the U.S. Why? Because they have to. And not only because they want to survive. And they're going to allow you to be sacrificed for it. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, just before we go to a commercial break, we got a caller in queue. Want to hit this caller before we come go in the queue. We're going to talk about this. I really need to explain to you why this is so crucial and why you need to act on this information that they're telling you. This is a tell what's going on, and you need to have the appropriate response. So let's go to our caller that is in queue. Welcome caller to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. Brother Davis, how are you, man?
Brother Davis, what's going on? Much love, much respect to you and Sister Davis. What's happening, Brother Davis?
Hey, man, you know, I always try to get on and hear some of the monologue right prior to the show. And then if my schedule allows me, I like to hang around for the show. But
yes,
I wasn't
sir.
Able to understand about that 9/11 bill. That 9/11 bill is literally an empty can. And the reason why it is because if you remember back to 9/11, the Bush family was involved in flying the Bin Laden family out of the country the day of 9/11. So understand, they will slap hands, but that's all they're going to do because it literally involves their own people that represent this so-called New World Order. So there's definitely a reason behind the show and tell, but don't expect a lot out of it.
Yep. Yep. So true. It is definitely a smokescreen. And what and I'm glad, Brother Davis, that you made that. And it's so important that we know what's really going on. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, Brother Davis, if you want to hang around at any time, jump in at any time in the conversation. When we come back, let me give you the key at what's really happening here and how you're being targeted in this whole thing. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back out of the whole break, I'm going to tie you into this, and you're going to see this just as plain as day, and it is going to really shock you how this is targeting you. But there's nothing that you need to be afraid of. It calls for your action. It calls for you to do something while you still can. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We are getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. You are listening to Tando. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Most of the world's contributions have come from a black man or black woman. Right now is the perfect time to showcase our talents all over the planet. We are BIB Blacks in Business. Search for us on Facebook by typing in We Are BIB Blacks in Business and the name of your state or country. Join us for our new radio program every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. We are BIB Blacks in Business.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#, 549032#. To signal the host, it's *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. I will see you in queue and bring you right up. So, so important. Now, just before we went to the commercial break, let me just say this. Man, my girl CeCe has got some golden voice, and the sister is sharp, smart, gorgeous, And this is some of the talents that we really, really have and that are here at Black Talk Radio Network. And, you know, definitely catch Black in Business on Thursdays. You know, CC just brings always does a great, great show. But I love CC as a person, but I really love CC. CC has a calming voice. A calming voice, but CC is a true general in nature and art. So check out Black in Business. So something you want to do. CC, give us a call. I haven't talked to you in a little while. Give us a call, CC. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, so now just before we went to the commercial break, we were talking about Saudi Arabia and how they are now warning. Let me read this to you very quickly. And this comes from a New York Times article. Saudi Arabia warns of economic fallout if Congress passes the 9/11 bill. Saudi Arabia has told the Obama administration and members of Congress that it will set off hundreds of billions of dollars worth of American assets held by the kingdom if Congress passes a bill that will allow the Saudi government to be held responsible in American courts for any role in the September 11th attacks. So hold on, stop right there. What does that mean? If you didn't do anything, then guess what? You wouldn't care because we didn't have anything to do it. But it says, one more time, it says, a bill that would allow the Saudi government to be held responsible. What does that tell you? That means there's evidence that they were. But now, is this real evidence or created evidence? But I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a smokescreen to disguise what is really going on. And let me show you what's really going on. Goes on. The Obama administration has lobbied Congress to block the bill's passage, according to the administration officials and the Congress aide from both parties. And the Saudis' threat have been the subject of intense discussion in recent weeks between lawmakers and officials from the State Department and the Pentagon. Officials have warned senators of the of diplomatic and economic fallout from the legislation. Wait a minute, stop right there. So now they're basically telling you that someone can buy off Congress and threaten Congress not to engage in its judicial duties to the American so-called American people in a crime that was committed against this country. But see, what they want to do is they want to increase all of your taxes because of it. They want to inconvenience you because of it. They want to hold you responsible because of it, because you're a threat to it happening again when they were the ones that actually instituted, funded it, and created it. But they don't want those ties to be disclosed as to what really happened to it all. Or is that really the case? But either way, this is treason and illegal from the start and go. This is a treaty that you're making up in against the overall Constitution itself that you so-called have taken the oath to the people to uphold. That means that you are no longer all of your laws, all of your dictates, all of your decrees, all of your taxes now are null and void because you have violated the law yourself. And you can no longer engage in lawmaking. Oh, this is a great opportunity for the real people of this country to take over its overall individual direction and remove the corporations. But will you do it? But now, there's something much bigger. Maybe you won't do that. Maybe you're not ready for that yet. But believe me, at some point and at some time, they are putting the conditions and the environments for that to happen. But see, but they want that to happen by on their terms. And what are their terms? By force and by violence. They want a warring revolution and civil war. And boy, they're going to bring you the conditions for you to fall into that trap. Let me show you what the trap is. The Saudi foreign minister delivered the kingdom's message personally last month during a trip to Washington, D.C., telling lawmakers that Saudi Arabia will be forced to sell up to $750 billion in treasury securities and other assets in the United States before they could be in danger of being frozen by the U.S. court. Did you hear what they said? We're going to sell them before we'd be in danger of them being frozen. Oh, this is the perfect opportunity. What do you think that they're going to sell? Let me tell you, this is the key to it all. There can never be a sale of treasuries unless there is a buyer of treasuries. And let me guess, is China going to buy those treasuries? No, they're not going to buy it. Will Switzerland buy those treasuries? No, they're not going to buy it. Is Japan going to buy those treasuries? No, they're not going to buy it. Taiwan? No, they're not going to buy it. That's more than what they already have, so they're going to double their treasuries? No, that's not going to happen. Brazil is in economic turmoil, and they've already induced the impeachment there to unstabilize that country. Are they going to buy anything? No. Is South Korea? No. Is Hong Kong? Heck no. It's just like saying China. Is India going to go pound sand, and is Russia going to do it? Russia's sitting back and laughing and say, got you. You know you just messed up. You know you just messed up. That's what Russia is saying. Who's going to buy that debt? You are. Every single person here is going to be deceived into buying that debt, because the rest of the world is going to be moving quickly to dump it. How do you know? Because they're telling you so. But the key is, do you know what it means? It's hard to know what this means if you're busy doing other things that so-called, this is boring, this is non-concerning, I don't need to know this, there's blah, blah, blah. They've been saying this. They've been saying what? You've never paid attention to it before in the past, so you don't know what people have been saying. They've been telling you the truth, and everything that has been said pretty much has been bear witness. Pretty much everything that we said here in Tando Radio Show has been 6-7 months or a whole year before it happens, or even 2 weeks before it happens, depends on what we see. It unfolds just the way. So now, why is that so important? There's another story. So wait, before I go to the other story. So they're going to threaten to sell their treasuries. And the U.S. is going to say, well, no, we're not going to do that. But see, what did they do? They publicized this for what? So that this can be used as political fodder. Who do you think is going to lose this political fodder? Who do you think is going to take this overall political stance to use to their advantage? Whoever's running for president right now, that party is going to lie and say, we're going to engage in it. And what are they going to do? The Saudis are so-called going to get nervous and do what? You don't threaten somebody that you're going to sell their treasury so that they can do something else so that you can't do it. Saudi Arabia is already engaging in selling those treasuries as we speak. And you can see it massively being done here. Remember with China, what we said that China said last week, no one will be able to engage in trade with China. They won't be able to exchange to or from the Chinese new backed gold renminbi in U.S. dollars. So Saudi Arabia wants to do what? Sell their oil to who? Other countries that are doing what? Trading with China. And not only that, Saudi Arabia has to trade with China. So what is Saudi Arabia going to have to do? They're going to have to unload their treasuries. Oh man, here comes the big setup. Boom. A bomb has just been dropped. A debt explosion in your lap. And you didn't even get the pleasure of consuming with it. But see, they got you. They're going to give you an opportunity. They're going to give you an opportunity to swallow the poison pill. And this is how they're going to do it. So it's not only Saudi Arabia that is selling theirs. Everybody else in the world, Switzerland, when Switzerland is in on this deal with China, that means Switzerland is selling their treasuries. So now, here's the big kick with this whole thing. Saudi Arabia is positioning itself to have plausible deniability to say that we had to sell our treasury, because they know when you sell your treasury, that means it's an act of war, it's an act of financial war against the U.S., and they're going to attack it.
Brother Dave, I was just thinking about that because, you know, I got sent over there to the Gulf War, and later I researched it and found out, well, it was because Saddam was threatening to stop using the petrodollar. That's why we went to war. It wasn't to throw Saddam out of Kuwait or anything like that, because he actually had a legitimate complaint against the Kuwaitis still in Iraqi oil. But the whole reason we went over there was because he was threatening to stop using the dollar and only use the euro to do oil deals in. And so he got he we know where he's at now. He's dead. Okay. And then 2011, Libya, same thing. To keep the American dollar on top of the global currency and what have you, destroy that country, kill Gaddafi and whatnot. But now it just seems like they can't do nothing about it because they're not going to run up on China like they run up on these countries that was unable to defend themselves. So, man.
Right. They're not going to run up on China and Russia. But now they can't run up on anybody because they have no allies anymore. The U.S. military has overextended its reach and its capabilities, and this is being purposely done for the overall economic and geopolitical and social demise of the U.S. Now, as just Scotty said, you heard what he said about Saddam? He wanted to start the trade to where he would accept payment for Iraqi oil in the euro, which would have been a 14.3 increase in value for him. What person that's in business would not want to receive a 14.3 increase immediately on what they're selling, the asset that they're selling? That was the real reason. The only thing is this, is that Saddam didn't have any foresight and did it too early, or it was purposely orchestrated for that to happen, which is what I really believe. But I'm speaking to those of you that haven't graduated to really having an open mind. I'm going to take the compartmentalize, because so many of us like to say us and them and don't even realize, yeah, it is them versus all of us. But just from take it from that standpoint, what happens is, go ahead.
I also want to add to that concept that that's exactly why Gaddafi was killed, because he was trying to unite the country of Africa under the gold, one gold sovereign coin. And literally, once again, that was against the financial institution that was in power at the time. That's why he was targeted. We have to understand that this is going to come back on the lap of the taxpayer. Depending who they get in the office, it's still going to be a cost. Some of us will pay a heavier cost than others. Now, what does that mean? If we go to war, elites make money on war. We don't. But in reality, if we look at it from a standpoint of profiting, you might be able to find some employment paying a little less than 50% in taxes. What does that mean? That means 50% of the money you make, you'll be paying in taxes. Or it could probably go as high as 57%. There's going to be a drawback to us, the taxpayer. There's going to be a cost to us, the taxpayer. Because the major players have already put their game in session. And believe me, like Dave said, Russia is sitting back saying, well, all we got to do is press the buttons. We really don't have to do anything, and it's going to work. It's going to defeat the purpose of America, because it's designed to literally take and drop all of its dollars back on its lap. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Exactly. Brother Davis is absolutely, absolutely, and Scotty was absolutely right. Gaddafi wanted to bring in the gold dinar, where everyone, in order to trade with Africa, you would have to pay them in gold, or they were backing their currency with gold, and you could not exchange a debt instrument for a instrument that's backed with real asset. And what did they do? No. U.S. said get him, and the first thing that they did was stole his gold. He was one of the richest men in the world because of gold, right? And what did they do? They invaded, because let me tell you this, they had to start, and Gaddafi knew where everything was going. The mistake that Gaddafi made, and I'm just saying from the overall, from the compartmentalized thinking, the mistake that Gaddafi made was this. He gave up his pursuit to protect himself from a nuclear-powered nation threatening him. Because what happened? Who bombed and invaded that country? It was all sanctioned and funded and actually manned by two nuclear capable countries. What did Scotty say earlier? What did Brother David say? What did Scotty say earlier? They ain't gonna run up on China. Why? They got nukes. Brother Davis, what did he say? They've already been outmaneuvered. Why? Because the U.S. can't deal with them militarily. They have to deal with them from a military standpoint of destabilization through colored revolutions and coups and destabilizing their economy in an asymmetrical way that doesn't work when you've already been outmaneuvered. So what I really want to do now is I want to show how this adversely affects you. There was another article that we posted in Tando yesterday, and it says this. Here you go. This is the overall. Remember, Hungary has now bought Chinese bonds, which means they are dropping their U.S. dollars to do it. But you can't sell unless you can't buy unless someone sells. You can't sell unless someone buys. Check out this article. This comes from Newswire.com. Silver price manipulation class action brought on behalf of Canadian investors. You would say, well, what does that got to do with what's going on here? Dave has everything to do with it. Deutsche Bank just admitted to being co-conspirators in the manipulation of silver and gold. So now Canada and other investors, and there are people, institutional investors all over the world that are now running to get into physical gold as we speak. And this is another way. Why? Because that is going to be the anchor in the new economy.
I have a question.
You need to know these things.
I have a question, Dave.
Go ahead, Scott.
How much do you know about put options?
I know a lot about put options.
Okay, now, you know, you started off when you were talking about 9/11 and showing, you know, the Saudi involvement and this bill passed that will allow victims of that to sue them. Now, you know, also we learned during 9/11 that there were put options put out on the airlines and whatnot. Is there some kind of way that we can profit and put options are out on anything related to this collapse that appears to be happening? I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yes. One of the bad things about, I would never do a call or a put. I would never engage in those options. Those options are toxic to me right now, because once the margin calls go out, you don't never want to get a margin call. And because with the put options, it seems like you could gain, but what they're going to do is they're going to make sure that no one gains and that they all lose, because they want to first get everybody in as much debt. A put option and a call is nothing more. They don't tell you this. It's a debt engagement in the market, in the futures market or in the stock market, because you only have to put up 10%. But the other 90% can be called on you at any time. See, that's the poison in it all. Don't engage. For me, I don't engage in put options at all. No. Because the world is about to go through a big, huge margin call. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Yeah, Dave, you're absolutely right, because they put what's called a cash on demand clause in every contract. So that means that when they're under duress, they can put a demand on whatever it is that you owe them immediately and put you into a state of financial obscurity. Now, what is that? That means that they'll come in and take everything of physical value they can. And right now, one of the main things that you haven't heard much about that is coming out of the woodwork is debtor's prison. That is what's going to also support the prison industrial complex. So we have to understand this, that these laws are designed in order to get people from one place or another. Take, for instance, Obama health care. If you do not keep your health care up, you get penalized. Now, those penalties would be considered the liability debt. But now, since this circumstance has arisen, those penalties go criminal after a certain amount of time. That changes the dynamic of the penalty altogether from a liability to a criminal. And literally, the more money you owe at that point, the greater your level of crime.
Exposure. Yes.
You literally go from misdemeanor to a felony at a bat of an eye based on the laws in your particular area. So you have to stay on top of them. I just wanted to add that, brother.
Yeah, and see, that's exactly where I was going. How this works is going to be this. And Brother Davis is absolutely right. This is what's going to happen right now. All these countries want to sell their treasuries, but there has to be somebody that buys. So guess what they do? They create all forms of exotic loans that are available for you. And that is you getting into the treasuries that the rest of the world are dumping. And what does that increase? Your overall debt ratio, and they're going to bring back debtors' prisons. This is the setup that they're setting you up, and how Saudi Arabia, China, Russia, and everyone else is going to ensure that somebody buys their treasury. Oh, because somebody's going to buy their treasuries because they're going to throw it on the market, dump it on the market for it to be bought. And guess what the U.S. is going to do? They're going to have to move that somewhere. And who is going to be the buyer of last resort? You are. And they're going to trick you in so many ways. Some of it's going to be forced on you, but a lot of it is going to be tempted to you in the form of loans. Because once the revaluation of the dollar happens, debt never revalues. It either is paid off, or it goes into default, and everyone here is going to go into default. And one of the things that they want to do, and Russia and China and the rest of the nations will come and claim the spoils, and they will dictate how you are going to pay. And one of the ways that you're going to be paying that is in bonds, war bonds. You're going to be paying that in high taxes. You're going to be paying that in your debt overall. They're going to say now you can't have a job and you can't have a job. And now because you can't have a job, you're a criminal. They're going to put you there. And then they're going to say you have to pay this. You are going to receive the margin call, like Brother David said, the cash thing. But see, the debt is not going to revalue. Even though the value of the dollar is going to go to where a gallon of gas is going to cost you $12 for a gallon of gas, you may think you may get a paycheck of $1 million, but that's a million worth pieces of coupons that you're going to be paid in that won't be able to buy anything. You're going to think that your $300,000 debt, you could pay it off with that. Oh, no, 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 no. Read the clause. Read your loans, the amortization on them. Read the fine print and all of it. If there's ever a debt restructuring or revaluing or a currency revaluation through fluctuation, that the overall debt that is owed will reflect the new valuation of the monetary currency value. That means if you don't own real assets, just like gold is going to go to astronomical amounts in price, if you don't own anything of that nature, as it goes up, your overall debt is going in the opposite direction of it by three, because it's multiple. See, what the Saudis are going to do, they're going to get you to buy their selling of the debt. And what are they going to say? Yeah, we committed this crime, but this is what you do. You find us guilty or this or that, and then we sell it and your people buy it. Oh, we got them again. We're going to use them as the new terrorists to the whole world, and we're going to ostracize them. They're going to be so indebted, and we're going to bring out all of this ubiquitous fraud, and the people of America is going to be the target, and we're going to totally annihilate their currency, and that's going to be it. Every country in the world is going to be moving from the U.S. and run straight to China. Why? Because economically they have to, but it's all a manipulation. They do this. It's cyclical. So how do you prepare for this? Watch, you're going to see, or one second, Brother Davis, you're going to see some crazy exotic loans. Everybody is going to have an opportunity to get a loan just if you wake up in the morning and open your eyes. And that is going to be the poison pill. They're going to do it through taxes. They're going to do it through loans. And they're going to do it through bond selling in the forfeiture of assets. And they're going to also do it through the purchasing power of the dollar being totally annihilated. You must prepare yourselves accordingly. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Yeah, I wanted to add that those people who have a job, you're going to hear a lot of that. Your job is your credit. Your job is your credit. But in reality, that means that after your taxes, which you will definitely have to pay, which, like I said, may go as high as 57% of your income, that means that whatever money's left, if you're not a good money manager, you'll become victimized by those quick schemes that will give you the shiny new car, but they won't tell you what's going on in the back room. That's one of the reasons why my family and I got together and we purchased farmland. Because
it's right. Because
grow our own food and possibly grow enough to put ourselves in a niche for demand. Now, the reason why we were looking that way is because we're looking to be able to service the whole family. The best part about that is that the more land you got, the greater the niche you could fill. But you have to find the manufacturer who's going to have a need that you can fit. And when I say fit, I mean supply whatever they need in order for them to be able to pay you top dollar so that after your costs, you'll still be able to pay your taxes and have something left. And that something left is what they're going to be hollering your job is your credit about. So just keep that in mind.
Right. And you know, your job is your credit was the debt base, because your job is your credit means that your slave involvement is going to be your credit. But that is not going to be enough, because the job situation here is going to be totally crushed. I mean, I said this before, there aren't going to be any jobs, but there's going to be plenty of work to do. This is why you need to protect yourself and position yourself accordingly. The overall industries understand, why do you think that they're leaving the country? Because they know where everything is going. They don't want to be attached. They're selling their position in the dollar. And you're going to be the bearer of last choice. Now, how do you put this together? To tie what Brother Davis was saying, it's another article that I put together. It was from the Financial Times Tribune. Listen, Greece creditors demand guarantees. Do you know what that means? No longer could your good past payment history reflect your credit worthiness or your economic stability. That is only good in a debt-based economy. No longer does your past payment history determine if you have good credit. No longer if you get paid a lot in cash does it determine your credit worthiness. You know what only guarantees your credit worthiness now? Because we're no longer on a debt-based economy. We have now moved into an asset-based economy that has to be guaranteed and collateralized. What assets and collateral do you have? If you've been forced to be a consumer, you have no assets because you've never been a prodigious saver. And this is the trick. This is the trick that we've all been basically forced into by having addiction to cash and not understanding what real money is and engaging in our ancestral truths to what real money is. Real money is not just a token. Real money is something that gives you sustainability for life. And a lot of people would not even know, don't even know the intrinsic value of things that actually give you sustainable life and prosperity. It's been an evil, evil game that has been cooked. At some point and at some time, we need to push ourselves from the table and walk away from this poisoned GMO'd, GEO'd organisms that they are forcing by influence and temptation. This is where we really are. So how do you play this? You need to economically position yourselves accordingly like the rest of the world. If you don't, the rest of the world will be dumping onto you what they want to get rid of. And this is the direction that we are in. And it's, see, but they just don't tell you this and break it down for you because they don't want you to know. Because they're going to come back and say, we told you all of this. Now you didn't listen. So here is what you need to do. Let me help you. We're telling you this sincerely so you can protect yourself and your family. Hungary, Switzerland, Saudi Arabia see real opportunities in the future by seizing on the direction of the global economy and positioning themselves accordingly. Have you positioned yourself accordingly? If you're not positioning yourself accordingly, they're using your unpreparedness as leverage for their securement. Do you have real assets? Are you going to be able to hold on to assets by being able to withstand and detaching yourself from what is going to fall? They've always taught us to be putting a, have a blind faith to cash. And all we bought it, and our addiction is stronger than heroin, cocaine, marijuana, alcohol, and all the other drugs, sugar, and everything else. They always talk about some of the greatest addictive drugs, and they never talk about the true one, and that being the falsehood of debt. And they got us. And we're shaking for the next fix. And these drug pushes are going to give you what you shake for. But at some point in some time, you got to walk away from the table. And there are proven historical things. Our ancestral ties, our ancestral culture that we walked away from that we no longer have, but it's still so strong that it bears witness even today. But how many of us have that testimony? How many of us are able to really identify and actually gravitate to that overall truth? How many of us maintain those truths and those legacies of prosperity within us? And those of us that haven't have experienced the great loss of prosperity, the prosperity of health, the prosperity of wealth, the prosperity of sustainability, and more importantly, the prosperity of the spiritual connection with the ecosystem of life, which the great creator God Almighty has given to you to be sovereign and independent. So, what is it that you need to do? You need to fortify yourself and prepare for the dropping of the economic bomb. Is going to be one of the biggest events in modern times that has ever been recorded. You need to position yourself for the wealth transfer so that when, as the wealth transfers, some of it deposits itself into your lap. You're not going to be able to get the renminbi or the yuan because you'll be trading with the enemy. There's a lot of foreign currencies that you won't be able to engage in. But there's something that you can always do. You can always go to God's money and reconnect those intrinsical values back into your life. Walk away from the devil's contract of consumerism, debt destruction, the great werewolf, and walk into the intrinsical healing powers of God's real money. And it comes in so many different forms. It comes in the form of land. It comes in the form of water. It comes in the form of oil. It comes in the form of food. It comes in the form, so many different forms that it has, but the most perfect and the best form that they never taught you about, never told you about, is the precious metals. Because most of us don't really know the leverage that they have and what they can do. I would just say this. Why is it that China is a importer of gold and not a net importer of gold and a zero-sum exporter of it? Why are they also the same with silver? But they don't tell you about it. Why is the rest of the world anchoring themselves into God's money? Because the transferring of the devil's work is being done. And in these times, they know this, that they are subject to losing control of everything. So what do they want to do? Control God's money so that then they can give you something new. Something different, which is not new or different at all. It's the same play over and over again. The controlling of oil controls nations. The controlling of resources controls humanity. This is why we're not sovereign anymore, because we can't be self-determining in our overall directions, because we are dependent upon coupons, debt instruments of currency. We don't have the real intrinsic value resources to be free and independent, to where no alarm clock ever rings. But the seasons of the time and the moment tells you what's the next bounty to be harvested. Oh, sisters and brothers, at some point in some time, we need to wake up and do what's in our best interest. Do what's in your best interest. We have given you so many of the things that you need to do. Just start to engage in them from the overall position that you're in. The rest now lies in good faith and in good hands, because you will reconnect with the great creator. And believe me, a little curing herb from the great creator God Almighty does wonders against the saturation of the death and destruction of synthetic economies and synthetic medicines, synthetic foods that attack our natural body. You are so strong. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of a commercial break, we're going to talk about a couple of things that you could be doing, and then we're going to get into the book of Enoch. But in that time, if you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and definitely bring you up listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Listen, if you have any questions or comments about anything that we've talked about today or anything that we posted this week, now's a great time. Ask some questions now, because I think that it's very, very important for you to get those questions. Don't be shy just because we're on the air or anything else. Listen, all of that has no place now. The only thing that really matters now is what you are going to do and how are you going to position yourself accordingly to the attacks that are going to be waging. Let me tell you something about these attacks. They are only going to be effective against those that are afraid, haven't prepared, and that don't see this coming, and they won't know what to do when it comes. That's it. Everyone else will have options, will have a choice, will have self-determination, will have sovereignty, and will have the ability to leverage on the opportunities that will be falling and actually at their feet. And they will be able to decide how they want to respond to it all. Very different than being told what you would do based out of necessity and deciding what you were going to do based in prosperity. So, what's some of the things that you can do? We have, we are actively selling our precious metals globally, and our website is Prosperity Metals. Now, it's still being built. It's not really ready to relaunch, but because of what's going on in the world, I had to prematurely launch it. There are things, a lot of things that we need to fix on that website, but it gives you an idea of where we are, what we're doing. If you're interested in purchasing the precious metals, you can actually contact me, 951-790-8330, or you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Also, you need to be getting into the precious metals class, which is $25 a month. You'll learn the precious metals and go into the preparedness, which is $25 a month. You can leave at any time if it doesn't serve you. But believe me, all of you that do and actually start to protect yourself, you will be a part of the wealth transfer. Every time that they have these wealth transfers, they are new economic leaders that are developed and sovereignty that is also dispensed in the wealth, in the transfer of wealth. One of the things about what goes on economically is that big business has a way of making enemies friendly. And not saying that you need to be coddling or anything with anyone that has a defeating and a demonic agenda. But what it does mean is that you can actually protect yourself in a much better way than they can. Then now, your free will be adhered to. From the debtor's prison, and believe me, they're going to bring everybody a fix. They're going to say, I got that new loan. I got that new opportunity. I got that new job. I got that new car. I got that new house. I got that new this. I got that new that. See, this is the setup, and everyone is going to run hook, line, and sinker for it, and they're going to realize at the appropriate time that that new bait that they just swallowed came with a hook attached to it, and all of a sudden, they're being reeled in to the economic destruction. They're telling you it's already going to happen. China told you. Why? Because China has to tell you, because they're going to lay claim to what's so-called rightfully contractually theirs. So if you're interested in engaging in that, reach out to me, 951-790-8330, at that number, or you can call me, or you can reach me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And You need to protect yourself and your family so that you can have what the global economy is going to anchor itself in. Then when you have it, you need to know what it is that you have, how to leverage it, and what are you going to be able to collectively, individually, and based off of your family, do with that opportunity. There are places in this world that need no advertisement for its poor, it's disenfranchised, and it's used people to engage in real money. You know where that place is? India. And guess what? They are going to benefit massively for it. So funny, a land that doesn't have cancer is a land that understands real money. And the only reason why they've been so disenfranchised because it's a part of the overall push, but they were in a debt-based economy. And one of the things about a debt-based economy that tells you that they're going to be selling the overall real money at the wrong value. Silver and gold is at the wrong place and wrong value. One of the things I always tell people is that if you are going to invest in something, you're going to have an investment property, an investment, engage in some form of investment. You don't engage in investment because you like it. You don't buy an investment house because it's on a good in a good neighborhood. You like the school district. You like the staircase. You like the view. You like the overall neighborhood. You like the floor plan. You never buy an investment because you like it. You only get into an investment because the seller is asking the wrong price, because that's dictating your ability to receive real profit. They're asking the wrong price for the metals. You need to get involved in it because it won't be there for much longer. And it's not that the overall metals price is going up. The value of the dollar is going down. And then at some point, the value of the metal, once it's monetized, will go and seek its own value. And when it does, I don't never like to put where the price of the precious metals are going, because that does it no justice, because it's denominated in cash, and that shows your addiction to something. But its overall a nominal value supersedes many other investment vehicles in this world. This is what you need to know. And there's a reason why. So engage in the precious metals class. Get into precious metals. And we could definitely facilitate that for you. If you have any questions now, you can definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And hit *61. Well, we ran past, but I don't mind. You know, it's very important that we talk about these things. So a couple of things before we get out of here that I want you to take notice to. Tomorrow will be the first day. Now, don't be surprised if tomorrow everything is going to be the same. So you think. It's one of the things with some of the diseases that they give you, the synthetic diseases, it doesn't give you any clues. By the time you realize what it has, it has already consumed and crept into positions to where now they tell you that you're terminal, which you will believe, and then that you will start to energize that into your overall body, and the infestation that the overall saturation in the growth of that disease will spread, because you will engage it from your energetic thoughts. Tomorrow will be the first day that China, Switzerland, and two foreign nations that have not been named will actually engage in the SEG the SGE Shanghai Gold Exchange price setting for gold. This is only going to continue to happen. Remember, 6 months ago, they were admitted into the SDRs, which meant that they were going to be now set to be the new reserve currency. They do this in a methodical step. Then after this, they're going to back their currency with gold. And once they do that, if you not positioned yourself in the precious metals, you won't be able to afford. If you can't get into it now, if you don't have the discipline to get into it now, if you don't have the overall fortitude to get into it now, you won't be able to get into it later because of this. There will be a finite shortage of it all. All of those people that are suing Deutsche Bank, do you realize why Deutsche Bank has snitched? So that everybody will sue, because Deutsche Bank is serving the interest of China, because that's what Germany is doing. They want to show the ubiquitous fraud so everyone runs out of the U.S. dollar. And when they run out of it, they're going to ship it back to you. We are having deflation before massive hyperinflation like we've never seen before. But see, this one is much different. Now you're talking about the transferring of an empire of wealth, all in a very short time. So you are going to, tomorrow everything will be fine, but eventually the momentum of that will kick in slowly, and then all of a sudden it will be apparent overnight. And everybody will wake up to Cerebrally Naive Network with a breaking news story that the president is on air and is going to have an emergency announcement to the nation, just like Nixon did. But this time, it's going to be far different. And then the overall war is going to be coming right after that. Or you'll be hit with a cyber attack that's going to lead to the banking runs and the banking holidays. Either way it goes, they are transferring the wealth and the prestige and the prosperity and the false prosperity, which I always like to call the American moonlight wealth, which, if you know, the moon can never give any light. It can only reflect it from the sun. You would know why I say that if you knew about the precious metals. So, everyone, I just want to, before we get out of here, Brother Davis, do you have anything before we get out of here?
Yeah, I wanted to add, brother, real quick, that Wednesday's show, you've already been prepped for, your mind is prepared for, and it's going to focus on peace and diverse circumstance and how you can attain it and how you can control it and program yourself so that you're not emotional about these circumstances. And the reason being is because whenever you are emotional, you do not make decisions that are most suitable for you. So everything that I have bought to you, I have built on. And I will be building on Friday, on Wednesday's show, on things that we've talked about last week, only with a little more clarity. And the reason why I'm giving you a little more clarity is because the times are getting a little more diverse. Plus, a lot of you may not realize what these days are between April 19th and May 1st. And those who do know what I mean, know what's happening when I say they're going to have the ceremony of the obelisk in New York and in London.
Mm-hmm.
And literally that transpires with the Saturn collider. But above all else, on Wednesday's show, we're going to be focusing on peace and diverse circumstances. Dave, excellent show. I always enjoy being with you, brother.
Brother Davis, hold on before you go. Wait, Brother Davis. Okay. As you already know, Brother Davis, a lot of the celestial things that are going on. Now, tell our viewers, do you think that China picked Tuesday the 19th just by coincidence to take over?
No, nothing's done by coincidence on this level. And the reason being is because China's also leveraging a point of class. They know what these dates, this time, means to the plan of the New World Order. They know that at this particular time that the wrench thrown in the right place can throw a whole lot of things out of whack. What you don't know is that you can be in a peaceful state of mind and still conduct business. And literally, you could what we call tread the waves, because there's going to be some waves.
Sure.
So, but if you focus on the information that you're getting, you're practicing the basic stuff and understand what basic stuff is. By now, meditation should be a part of your daily routine. And the reason being is because that is a part of your arsenal. And if you don't understand that you need more than the conventional tools because of Westernism, then you victimized yourself already, because I've been telling you all along, I'm building you to take you someplace. And that's to arm you for what is about to come. Dave comes from a different aspect with a different information and different weaponry, but he does not totally tell you he completes the toolbox. What I come with is another attribute of helping him to complete that toolbox. So
that's right.
Be there Wednesday and be prepared. And like I always say, you should never be listening to this show without a pencil and a piece of paper so you can do your due diligence after we are off the air. It's always good, Dave.
Man, Brother Davis, well said. That is so true. And this is why it's so important. See, this is the collective prudence in it all. We have no leaders. We are a leaderless movement. Only thing we need is your sincere energy so that you can look at the benefit of it for you individually, family-wise, and collectively of us all, because the great creator gave you so many unique individual talents that you need to bring to the forefront. And like Brother Davis said, but not by conventional, but by divine. Let's go to God's money. And one of the things that God's money is meditating and refocusing your energy so that you can execute the power of your will by creating another force without a touch. Brother Davis, thank you so much, everyone. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow, and looking forward to it all. Much love, much respect. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing and always offer the great fortune that the great creator has given to you. Peace and love.
Peace and blessings.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. And you know tenderness comes